Greetings and welcome. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada, and this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, some Arvo Pärt, Peter Briner, and yes, the requisite oboe music time. Let's begin with the talents of Respighi. Now, this was an Italian composer, violinist, teacher, and musicologist, and one of the leading Italian composers of the early 20th century. He was lucky enough to be born into a musical and artistic family. With his father's help, he was encouraged to pursue music at a very young age, and then went on to do some formal studies on the violin and piano. Now, he's best known for his most performed works, which are his three orchestral tone poems. They brought him international fame, and still do. I'm speaking of Fountains of Rome, Pines of Rome, and Roman Festivals. Now, part of their musical magic is intended to inspire the listener to imagine or consider different scenes, images, specific ideas, or moods. So, for coming up, imagine how the music speaks to you. A sampling from the Pines of Rome, here is the Boston Symphony Orchestra with Sergei Ozawa and Pini Presso, Una Catacomba.
Thank you.
the Boston Symphony Orchestra with Seiji Ozawa conducting, and that was Pini Presso Una Catacomba, music by Respighi from the Pines of Rome. And you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And let's move on to one of the great quartets, the Kronos Quartet, based in San Francisco. Now, they've been in existence for the past 50 years with different rotating musicians, and they do cover a little bit of everything. Get this, they've had over 1,200 works that have been written specifically for them. Today, an offering from the album Winter Was Hard, music by Arvo Pärt, an Estonian composer. Now, he's been around for quite some time, and since the 1970s, he has worked generally in a minimalist style that employs something called tintinnabuli, or little bells. This is a compositional technique that he himself invented. And you can also hear a lot of Gregorian chant in his music. Another stat for you, between 2011 and 2018, and again back in 2022, he was the most performing living, I'll reinforce that, living composer in the world. Now, one of his most performed works is Fratre, which was later revised in 1983. But we're going to hear the original version. Here is the Kronos Quartet.
Thank you.
the Kronos Quartet and Arvo Pärt's Fratres. And this is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And why not? Oboe music time. Today, a classic from Handel, who's famed for his operas, oratorios, anthems, and organ concertos. Now, although he was born to German parents, he did spend a greater part of his working life in London, and later actually took on British citizenship. Very interesting. And as a young child, his father actually kept him away from musical instruments and actually wanted him to be a lawyer. But thankfully, Handel continued his passion for music. He wrote a lot of sonatas, or some sonatas and concertos for oboe, but some of them were attributed to others. But it doesn't matter, because they're all glorious. Here is Paul Goodwin and Handel's Oboe Concerto in B-flat major. Paul Goodwin on Baroque oboe, and that was the Oboe Concerto in B-flat major. He was joined by the members of the St. James Baroque Players. And let's take a little change and go up a few centuries and take a listen to the talents of New York Voices. This is a jazz vocal group that was founded back in 1987. But some sad news, after 38 years of recording and touring and living the life, they are writing their final chapter and have decided to retire at the end of 2026. So you still got one more year. Now, these selections come from an early offering called The Songs of Paul Simon. Let's take a listen.
pleasant fields.
I wonder
how your engine feels.
Yeah.
Cecilia, and before that, Baby Driver, music by Paul Simon, performed by New York Voices. And this is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Let's move on to the musical arrangements of Peter Briner. He was born in Czechoslovakia. He has an extensive recording collection out there. He's done over 260 albums as a conductor, a composer, an arranger, also as a pianist. And he is best known for his unique style of arrangements. And we're going to hear that today. This comes from Beatles Go Baroque.
Thank you.
Peter Briner and his chamber orchestra, and a few selections from the album Beatles Go Baroque. That was Concerto Grosso No. 3 in the style of Bach. And you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. This next composer and musician, when asked at a younger age about his plans, he declared that he was going to become a successful composer who conducts his own works, and he seems to have done so very successfully. I particularly enjoy his observations that he says, I quote, "A composition is either a drama or a piece of jewelry," end quote. I'm speaking of the talents of Esa-Pekka Salonen. He is currently the principal conductor and artistic advisor of the Philharmonia Orchestra in London, and he is also conductor laureate of the LA Philharmonic. And this is an interesting note. When Igor Stravinsky's former Beverly Hills residence at 1216 North Weatherly Drive was put up for sale, Salonen actually considered buying it. But after visiting the house, he noted that there were indentations from where Stravinsky's piano, and they were still visible in the carpet. And he was too intimidated by the prospect of trying to compose in the same house where Stravinsky had written such great works as the Symphony in Three Movements and the Concerto in D for Strings and the Rake's Progress, the list goes on, that he actually did not purchase the house. But happily, he did continue to compose. And as such, we're going to hear some music for cello that is yet a four.
Thank you.
Some impressive cello playing. That was Anssi Kartanen on cello and music by Esa-Pekka Salonen. And I think we have time for one more selection. And it comes from a gifted Canadian artist, John McDermott. This air dates actually back to close to the 16th century. It's gone through quite a few modifications between the 1600s and 1760s, and also can be found under a score of different titles. Beethoven adapted this beautiful melody to words, as did Mendelssohn, who also worked it into a fantasia back in 1829. These are the words of Thomas Moore, "'Tis the last rose of summer."
Is the last rose of summer left blooming alone? All her no flower I'll not leave thee. Since the lovely are sleeping, go sleep thou with them. Thus kindly I scatter thy leaves o'er the bed, where of thy maids of the garden lie sad. And so soon may I follow when a friend ships and from love's shining circle the gems draw away. When and fond ones are gone, oh, what in the habit this bleak
the voice of John McDermott and Thomas